too often confused with something that allows the ears to lie back in an easy chair and not do any work. So Charles Ives set out in his music to make the ears do something quite different. It's very ironic that this musician who taught no pupils, who founded no school of music, and who never heard most of his music even performed, should now be considered the father of American music. Charles Ives died in 1954, and he was decades ahead of his time, and it's only been since his death that the world has kind of caught up to him in his crazy ways with music. Charles Ives likes to have fun with music, and he had a lot of fun in the music that we're going to play for you now. You'll hear bits and pieces of some familiar tunes like the Camptown Races and Reveille and Columbia, the Gem of the Ocean, and some things like that, but it'll all be mixed together into a happy and crazy musical salad that is known as the finale